We've focused our entire program on Africa today, all the way through to our global hit.
My name is Hugh Masekela. I'm a South African musician who just turned 70 years old, and I'm a community worker and a conscientious objector to all injustice. I think the one miracle that music achieved was that South Africa was the only country that influenced people very, very heavily through music, with the beginnings of Miriam Makeba as far back as 1963, when she addressed the United Nations General Assembly. I think it was the first time that the whole world got aware of what was really happening in South Africa. And over the many years, it grew until by 1985, there wasn't an artist anywhere in the world who wasn't recording on their CD at least one song called Free Mandela, or like Down with Apartheid, or Free South Africa. We're the only country in the history of humanity where like music was a major catalyst in helping the world to understand what was happening with us, and a catalyst in freeing the country. The time has come now for the ANC to really show what it can deliver, because Mr. Zuma's government is going to have to prove that they mean what they say with their words. If they don't do that, it could be maybe the beginning of the people looking somewhere else. Political leaders, after they've been put in office, they just forget about the promises and get involved maybe in the interests of their parties or their personal interest. And in my new album, in the song Hunger, I point out especially that if you're not jealous of your liberty, they will take it away from you at night when you're sleeping. In the morning, you'll find yourself right back where you were before you were free. Hello, slavery.
You're not jealous of your liberty. Man, take it away when you are sleeping. In the morning, you will find yourself right back where you were before you were free. Hello, slavery.
After people have been freed in most countries, they lose their sense of outrage, and they are so satisfied just with being able to vote and having maybe a little freedom of movement that they become complacent. And that has happened to a very great extent in a place like South Africa, where during apartheid, if some cop slapped somebody, there would be uprisings. So it was a great sense of outrage. But today, a 5-month-old baby gets raped, and all we do is sigh. But it's not just in South Africa. It happens in so many other countries. The quality of people's lives, especially ordinary people's lives, has come to mean nothing. And people always say, I'm a pain in the neck, because I always bring up these points. And I say it's incumbent upon every human being to object to injustice, unfairness, or unkept promises, wherever they are. Because if you're not vigilant about your freedom, you're going to lose it.
South Africa's Hugh Masekela closes our program today. Check out the best of our Africa coverage online. Just click on Africa Almanac at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Katie Clark. Thanks for listening.